Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. Degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. -2 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. -3 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. -3 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. -4 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. -6 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. -7 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. -7 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. -8 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. -5 degrees.
The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area.
Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 1 degrees.
KA9S, XH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning. KA9S, XH.
KA9SXH from KF8EDQ. How are you doing today?
Well, good morning. Haven't heard you in a while. Good to hear you today, though. I'm doing great. Currently by me, it is sunny, blue sky, a couple of kind of little hazy clouds. Might be something off the lake. Not sure about that. That was in the forecast. But at any rate, doing great. How are you doing today? Terry KA9SSH.
KA9SXH from KF8EDQ. Yes, it's good to hear you, Terry. It has been a while. I hear you on the repeater from time to time, but I'm not always able to answer, so I apologize for that. It is, I think it's 4 degrees right now. Feels like negative 5. I'm looking out the window. It's blue. Not too many clouds overhead. I can see them off in the horizon. 5-mile-an-hour winds. It's Friday, so I'm happy. Yeah, I logged in early this morning, and there's always something to do around here, so been busy with work, and I got another meeting in 10 minutes, but I got a few minutes to talk to you, so I figured I'd chime in. I had been working on building a phone system, a PBX server, with chunking into hams over IP. Have you ever heard of this?
I have not. But that sounds interesting. I've been doing some cleaning up in the basement, cleaning up and out. And one of the things that I ran into that is going to be history is stuff related to wireless, to wired telephones, you know, headset cords, that kind of thing. I don't see that ever coming back in my area, ever. Currently at this time, we do not have those wires on our poles no more. So, well, what you're saying kind of fits back in. Back to you, Dick. A9SXH.
Yeah, roger. I have, I did have a telephone line that was hooked up to the road, and a trash truck came and lifted its bucket that was in the front, and he caught that telephone line and tore it down, which was no skin off my back, because I don't even use that line. I use the coax cable. No, but this is a phone system that runs over the internet, essentially, but there is a group of hams. It used to be called the Hams Hotline or something like that, the Amateur Radio Hotline, and now it's Hams over IP, and I'm trying to figure out how I could hook my system up to their system. I have trunking permissions now. It's tied to your call sign, but it's essentially a phone system specifically for hams, and I'm trying to figure out a way to trunk into that system. I just got my PBX server up and running last night, so I'm experimenting with some configurations. And no joy so far, but I just got started. I just took a stab at what I thought would work, and I guess it should be no surprise that since I know nothing about PBX that my first stab didn't work, so I'm pretty used to that by now, but I always like to take a stab at something without reading the instructions first. I don't know why. It's a waste of time. I should read the instructions first. There's a reason they wrote them. But anyway, what can you tell me more about this wired-to-wireless device? Because It might hook into like the receiver port on the phone that I need to buy. It's a Cisco IP phone that they have you hook up to the system, and you can dial up other hams. They get their own extensions and whatnot. So can you tell me more about that?
All right. Well, you're thinking too far ahead. Way too far ahead. The stuff I'm referring to is old. As a matter of fact, I still have one old dial, desktop dial phone. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. This is long before that kind of stuff. I believe I'm hanging on to stuff all the time. But anyway, like I say, it's all the coiled headset cords, etc., and that type of thing. Other than that, playing with my latest radio still, which is a whole thing. Neat. Very neat. Very great. I'll tell you why. Okay. Cheap Chinese radio. I emphasize cheap. And that's the kind of thing a prospective ham or a new ham might buy. Just to dabble a tad. Kind of can't go wrong for $30. Actually, this one was 22, but oh well. Dollars, even. You get a box that looks like an Icom, Kenwood, Izu, whatever. One of the neat little boxes. All the stuff is in there, all of it. You know, HD antenna, battery, belt clip, earpiece, cable, if you want to hook it to a computer, but I don't do that kind of stuff. I like programming a radio from the radio. Otherwise, you don't know how to use the radio and you don't have a computer in front of you. Imagine that. Like you did. KA9SXH.
KA9SXH, KFAEDQ. I am not in the same boat as you. I prefer to program a radio from the computer, and then there are a select number of models, I'll say. There's a certain, like some of the radios I know how to program from the from just using the buttons on the radio, on the radio. I don't know what that term is called, on the radio versus on the computer. So essentially what I do is I have an initial list of channels that I like to program radios with. And so as soon as I get a radio, I flash them with that. And then maybe occasionally, I will work in VFO mode and save those channels as memories. So it just, I guess it depends what kind of programming I'm doing, whether it's like an individual channel or not. But I'm not one to just plug in one or two channels and then call it good. I gotta plug in 100 or so. Not that I use that many. But there's some simplex channels that I would like to have handy on every radio that I own. Pretty much the only thing that I don't program on the radio screen is digital radio. I imagine that would be kind of a nightmare, is trying to program a digital channel on the front of the radio. That would be a daunting task for me. I almost, in that regard, I rely on the computer to help me. But I get your point. If you can't use it right in your hands, then what's the point of having it? You got to be able to know and use your equipment. I agree with that. But I got a meeting that starts in 1 minute. So I will, I'll say 73s, and this is KFA EDQ. I'll be clear on your final.
real good, Mike. I apologize. I've been calling you Dave. I don't know why that is. And I also do DMR. And, well, you are right about that. You need a computer for DMR no matter how you look at it. And unfortunately, my current DMR radios are Windows-only programs, and I am not a Windows person, to put it mildly. programming one.
Good morning.
DMR channeling. Okay, that's not a problem. That's fun.
6 degrees.
But then we got that database. Ain't no way you're going to put that in there manually by hand. Not in my life. Not even in your lifetime. The last time I looked, it was like, I don't know. It's probably 400 and some thousand single lines of information that goes in the radio. 400 and some thousand. Half a million. However, one of the things I got for Christmas is a Bofang, and I think that works with I'm sure it does. So things might be changing. Anyway, take care. Have a great day. We'll catch you again. Thank you for the contact. This is Terry. K-A-9-S-X-H.
Roger that, Terry. 73-KF-8-EDQ.
K-A-9-S-X-H.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 9 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 12 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 14 degrees.
November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 15 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 16 degrees.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 14 degrees.
KC8YVF mobile. KC8YVF mobile. KC8YVF mobile.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 11 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 10 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 11 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 12 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 11 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 12 degrees.